It is Live Music Friday here on WKAR. Have we had a clarinetist on the program before? I can't remember. I want to say we have once before. We had a clarinetist doing klezmer music here once before. So you're not the first clarinetist, but it's the first time a clarinet player has really been in the spotlight. Dave Bennett is that Michigan-based clarinetist. Let's hear Yesterday. Michigan-based clarinetist Dave Bennett, accompanied by Jeff Kressler and Ed Fiedewa, here on Current State's Live Music Friday. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Great to meet you.
You too.
Your website says you started playing clarinet at age 10. What connected you with the clarinet as opposed to the trombone or the guitar or the drums?
Well, when I was in fifth grade, you could join the band at that time. And the idea was kind of interesting to me, but I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to play. And I remember my grandfather just said, "I think you'd have fun with the clarinet." And, you know, it wasn't anything that was pushed on me, but I agreed with him. They bought me one at a local pawn shop, and then along with that, bought me a cassette tape of Benny Goodman. And then I could hear what this instrument could do, you know, all the passion that could come out of it, yeah. And all the emotion. And, you know, it sounds crazy, but at 10 years old, I knew exactly this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Period. That was it. And it's been a real good thing.
And are we to believe you've never had a lesson?
No, I mean, I'm largely self-taught. I took band 5th through 12th grade, and, you know, I'd have an occasional lesson here and there. But, you know, within a month, I was teaching myself to play by ear. You know, I would listen to recordings, mainly of Benny at the time, but trying to learn what he was playing myself. And from that point on, you know, you train your ear and you're able to improvise after a short while. But, I mean, even to this day, I'm a much better ear player than I am a reader, you know. I'm pretty much, I taught myself, but I've
had
the odd lesson here and there.
This is fascinating, though, just the ability to play music. I grew up with a young guy who could play piano by ear, mm-hmm. and Mike would just sit down at the piano and out would come... I would come finished competent music from a guy who never played the piano.
Wow.
How does this happen? This is in your DNA, then. There is something in your DNA that isn't in most people's DNA. Well, that's what it sounds like.
Well, I just know, you know, God's been very good to me, and I know that he's given me a gift, but I've worked hard at it, and I'm trying to do the best with it that I can. So that's I'm just very thankful for everything that I've been able to do.
When you were 12, after you'd been at this just a couple of years, legendary trumpeter Doc Cheatham called you to the stage to play with him in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. What do you remember most vividly from that episode?
Well, I mean, you know, it was my first time playing in a public place other than a school band concert. And I knew who Doc was because I saw him on a Benny Goodman documentary, you know, because he played with Benny in the 60s. And, you know, I think when you're 12 years old, you don't have any concept of fear or anything. So I walked up to him. I saw him at the bar, and I said, "Hi, Mr. Cheatham.
My name is Dave." You were 12 years old, yeah. And at the bar? Okay.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, the families were there. It was a place called Sweet Basil. It was a restaurant, and they had a bar also.
Understood.
Brunch. And I walked up to him, and I said, "Hi, Mr. Cheatham. My name is Dave Bennett. I live in Michigan. I play clarinet. Would it be okay if I sat in with you?" Now, there's no way in a million years that I would do that now. But back then, I didn't know any different. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad I took that initiative. And he was very gracious. The place was packed, and we played Sweet Georgia Brown, and the place went nuts. And, you know, he took a chance, but it worked out great. And, my mom and dad caught it on video. And so I have that memory documented. That
is
it was really insane.
Oh, amazing.
It was great.
Not only did you ask, he took you up on it. That
That's
is amazing.
Right. Yeah,
that is
good,
amazing.
Very, very nice man.
Let's hear some more music here. We've got another Lennon-McCartney number here set to go. Dave Bennett, Jeff Kressler, Ed Fidua on bass. Here's Eleanor Rigby.
Thank you.
Dave Bennett, Michigan-based clarinetist, our special guest here today on Live Music Friday, ably accompanied by Jeff Kressler and Ed Fedewa on piano and bass, respectively. We talked about the influence Benny Goodman had on you in your really formative years here. You're known for a tribute to Benny Goodman show that you do at places that have included Carnegie Hall with the New York Pops. Sounds pretty memorable for a guy who cut his teeth on Benny Goodman. You get to play all of his stuff in New York, no less.
Yeah, that was a high point, obviously, you know, because, I mean, he was, my first hero, musical hero, and we played the 75th anniversary of the Carnegie Hall concert that he did.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, it's a lifetime goal, and then you do it. And it was a perfect night. The place was sold out, and everybody was great to work with. It couldn't be any better.
Who is your number one musical hero today, if you have one?
Jeff Kressler.
Jeff's waving. Let's hear it for Jeff. How many hands
besides,
for Jeff?
Current living artist?
Anybody.
Anybody today.
Live or not?
I'd say, well, you probably wouldn't guess it, but I'd say either Phil Collins or Peter Gabriel.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because, everything that they do, I mean, I listen to all types of music. And things that they do harmonically, chord-wise, influence what I do with the horn. So, for instance, that those chords that we did on Eleanor Rigby were things that I grabbed, you know, that I heard Collins do in his songs. Mm-hmm. And I like the progressions they use. So we, you know, reharmonized things. And, you know, it's just good music. So I think that for me, you know, out of a contemporary artist, those guys would be my favorite.
We have neglected to say that you will be playing a performance tomorrow at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Lansing, mostly a swing program, mm-hmm. from what I'm told, but a few Jerry Lee Lewis selections here. You do a Rockin' the 50s show as well. How did that unfold?
Well, I've been playing guitar since I was 11, and then I heard Elvis and all the 50s rockabilly guys, and that completely blew me away. And then I heard Jerry Lee, and I wanted to teach myself to play piano, so I did that. So those are, you know, another type of music that I feel equally as passionate about. And
are you open to classical music on the clarinet? Does that resonate with you or not?
Not especially. I love it, but I could never do it properly, you know? There are guys out there who are wired for it that do it flawlessly. And I've done some classical things here and there, but I don't know. I could never. There's something there that I'm missing. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'll be honest, I kind of have a hard time doing something the same way twice. It just.
Well, you hear of classical players who can't swing either. You know,
That's true.
They're different enough that maybe you just can't assume that people are going to be interchangeable here.
Yeah, there's very few people who could do it. I mean, Benny was one. He did both of them equally, but I'm not. I kind of do what I do, and hopefully it works.
Tell our listeners how they can buy your music.
Well, you can go to davebennett.com. That's one way. Or you can find us on iTunes. We have a station on Pandora and on Spotify. Look us up on YouTube. I mean, we're everywhere.
DaveBennett.com, a great starting place. Dave Bennett performing Saturday at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Lansing. Are these two guys backing you up tomorrow?
Yeah, and we're also going to have a drummer, Doug Cobb.
Very good. Doug Cobb on drums, Jeff Kressler on keys, and Ed Fedewa on bass. That wraps up our program. We're going to have you guys play us out after I remind our listeners, remember Current State Weekend tomorrow and Sunday, our best segments of this week on 90.5 and AM 870. We are back live on Monday. We're going to have Dave Bennett play us out on Current State. We wish everybody a great weekend.